This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Hi, guys.
Hey.
How are y'all?
So good.
I know. Looks like we made it. Oh, Yuzi and I have been singing that all morning. Just can't stop.
You have?
Well, you know, we see each other on Friday, a little sparkle in our eyes. Like, hi, Yuzi.
A little flirty stuff goes on. You look hot.
You look even hotter.
And Friday, the hottest.
The hottest. Oh, F day.
That bitch has it going on.
That bitch has arrived.
Shut up, you and your 3-day work week.
Yeah. Oh, me. Right.
Yeah,
oh,
you.
God, why am I talking? Dummy. There's nothing like a three-day work week. Yeah. I mean, sheesh.
Punk.
Oh, it's a good time. Yeah. Anywho, it is Friday. We're going to have a great Friday show. I'm still buzzing from Tom Johnson yesterday. That was super fun. Tom Johnson of the Doobie Brothers came in yesterday. And
I call him TJ.
Oh, TJ.
I got to know him pretty good. Him and I, we hung out after work.
Yeah, sure.
Went and did some stuff.
His wife is so nice.
I know. Diane is
like,
the
she's
best.
She's so sweet. Like, just, you know, some people, you meet them and they just have, like, I don't know, like, just the kindest eyes and just so sweet.
You just bond immediately. That's why as soon as we met each other, we, like,
yeah, she's great.
I agree.
Yeah, we
DJ is pretty
yesterday.
Good, too.
TJ.
Yeah.
Did
TJ's
you call him DJ?
Great.
TJ.
She's DJ.
Oh, DJ.
Oh,
okay,
I get
TJ
it.
TJ and
he's TJ.
TJ and DJ.
Oh, you guys.
Okay. Boy, we're just not as close
with
that
as
you
as
are.
Close as,
I mean, obviously.
Oh, well.
You know. Well, look, we'll strive for it, you know. Yeah. New friends of the show, DJ and TJ.
That's right.
Anyway, it was a good time yesterday.
It was so fun. What did John say when you got home? Did he? You
he didn't
told
hear
him
it, but I told him, and he's like, "Oh my God, you
oh,
did?
Really? Oh, good."
Because I thought like, John goes, "Did he want you to sing?" I go, "Probably not," but you know, Vinny's pretty unstoppable.
Yeah. So, but tell me you didn't like that.
Oh, listen. I won't tell you I didn't like it. I did like it, but I would certainly, you know, I just feel like artists want to.
Enjoy having you do that.
Yeah, he was very supportive.
I was texting with Diane last night, and she.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she was just like, "Oh my God, Tom loved."
Oh my God, so
fun. He thought you guys were so friendly and so nice and very welcoming.
We're pretty friendly people.
Yeah.
You know, I think if he was playing like one of the new songs they're hoping to put out here any minute, maybe he'd be like, "Could you step off this one, please?" But the classics.
Quit trying to muddle around and figure out where to put your harmonies, girl.
You know, those are classics.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe I was going to say, Vinny, maybe when that new song, because he didn't know when it was going to be released, right?
Right. They're
so
working on it.
So maybe when the new stuff comes out, we can help him out and he can come in and do a new song.
Listen, that's what I'm like, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll play that whole EP.
Surprised that he wasn't more involved in their record producing days. Like, you know,
I wonder if that was just the record company.
We didn't order the songs, and
right.
No, I get it, but I also read a lot about, you know, the making of records, and you hear other bands that they pore over these things.
Some people are probably super like control freaky about it.
They take cassettes home and change the order with which the songs play to listen to them and they you know trip on the art and how it's gonna play from the second they you know you look at it.
Yeah,
so
they probably had someone who was doing that,
maybe.
A manager or you know whoever. But he was just like, yeah, I just recorded the songs and then went back out on tour.
Well, he knows what he wants to do. He's been through it all these years and has been in and out of the business. And
well, and you can't
knows
say that
what's important to
someone
him.
Didn't put those together in the right way because they're pretty successful records.
No, they did great, and that's it. Doesn't matter in the end. I don't think it matters. And frankly, the one album, the Doobie Brothers Best Of.
Yeah.
What is that? That I wonder. I didn't
probably
ask him,
called Best of the Doobie Brothers.
It's, but it's got to be one of the biggest selling.
I wouldn't doubt it at all. I mean, to me, they're like a perennial
Who
band my whole
that?
Life. Right. I have it for sure.
Well, you have everything, as you say all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, but I probably actually have that. But I do have everything. If you've got it, I've got it too.
Jerko.
Well, you know, unless you've got some rare, you know, limited edition thing from the UK, some import or something.
They have a, according to the internet, the very best of the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, the very best. What's on that?
2007, it was released. And it's a two-disc greatest hits album.
This is the one I've
listen
got.
Listen to the Music, Jesus Just All Right, Rocking Down the Highway, and 30 other songs.
I have Best of the Doobies, which is this one. Looks like a little jukebox in a cafe.
Oh, that's neat.
And it's from 1976. Funny. And it already, for their best of from then, China Grove, Long Train and Running, Taking It to the Streets, Listen to the Music, Blackwater, Rocking Down the Highway. Jesus is like, every one of those was a hit.
That's
it keeps
so
you
funny.
Running. This is the first one. South City Midnight Lady is the first one on that list of songs.
So
that
you're
I
like,
don't,
what's that?
I'm not sure about that one. But yeah, they.
Almost sounds like that could be an Allman Brothers song.
South City Midnight Lady. Yeah.
When he first walked in, he started playing some Allman Brothers song.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Yeah, just, you know, as he's kind of warming up on the thing. It was, you got to run to keep them hiding.
I got one
Silver Dollar.
Silver Dollar.
Oh, you ain't gonna let
I'm
him stop.
Not gonna let
Midnight
I'm
Rider.
Not gonna let
That's
Midnight
what it is.
Rider.
But he went, there. I went,
damn.
I got to run. I was
oh,
like,
my
oh, my God.
Okay, here's what has to happen.
Okay, what has to happen?
If
oh, my God.
They'll be in town probably in November. He has to come to your 70s party.
Oh.
Him and Diane.
He's not going to want to come to the stupid 70s
party. I'll make it work.
He's not going to want to come to the 70s party.
He will.
And also, that is contingent on our studio being done.
Come on. Oh,
yeah.
He did that. He goes,
oh, someone's got to play that at your party, right?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Got to run to keep from hiding. And run to keep from hiding. But I got one more silver dollar.
Oh, singing.
I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
I love that Uzi just jumps in and sings. You love singing too.
I do. I'm just not any good at it.
You don't want to sing by yourself, but you definitely.
It just makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
I've said
great.
This before. Singing to you is what dancing is to me.
Yeah.
Like just let it all
right.
hang out. You just
yeah.
go.
Well, it's just in some ways, it's like the most exercise I get.
Right.
Like, you know, you wind your whole body up to get to some note or, you know, make sure some run sounds good or whatever. It's funny.
Maybe we can do the montage early today.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Are you ready? So you're ready
to
dance?
Yeah, I'm ready to dance.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Mm. Let's get it going. Let's get this Friday going.
Let's do it. I'm all for it. But what do you got big plans this weekend, anybody?
Nah, I got a 7 o'clock a.m. haircut.
Oh, you and your 7 a.m. haircut.
I
thought you were going to go down to the stair climb tomorrow.
Nah.
Oh,
I'm not
going
to go because Hooman's not even participating. I was going there to support him. He's going to go anyway and hang out, but I, you know.
Yeah, my sister-in-law is going to go and her friend Casey.
Oh, she's going to go.
They're going to go do it. They're going to actually do
she
the
is.
Stair climb.
Okay.
You know, because she feels bad. Like, they help raise all the money and then they're not even participating.
Good
so
for
she's going to go. I guess
Hooman's
going to meet them there. He's like, don't worry, I'll be there at the top when you get there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's good.
It'll be fun. But she and I are going to watch a rom-com tonight, get a good night's sleep.
Did you guys decide you're going to watch that? What was the movie, Vinny?
Charlize Theron.
Oh, Charlize Theron.
I can't remember the
name.
Seth
Rogen.
It's
who knew, who would have thunk it, something like that.
I don't remember.
This could never happen in real life.
That's the really, but they're cute. They're fun.
Yeah.
I bet they had a great time making the movie, and he's very charming. You know, he comes... There's a scene where he walks out onto the beach and he's got his shirt off and he's just got these you know, he's got that body, and you're like, this is so unlikely. I mean, she's, and you even, you know, listen, there's someone out there going, how dare, she could like him for him. There's nice boys with great bodies, too. Yeah. I mean, she would more likely go, I got them all coming at me. Mm. I can just pick a really good-looking, mm-hmm. nice boy.
Yeah.
Sometimes we like the funny one, the funny guy.
The funny is good.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Right.
When you
Highly
come in
unlikely.
On Monday,
you I'll
tell
let you know.
I mean, this guy can't hold a job in the movie. So you tell me.
So you're saying it's more likely to happen in real life than it is in this movie situation.
You just let me know.
I will. And then Saturday, I mean, we just actually have a really quiet weekend planned, mm-hmm. which is kind of nice for a change. Just gonna have dinner with friends on Saturday, and they have something to do afterwards. So we'll walk downtown and walk back. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it should be good. Nice.
I do have a luncheon with some broads and broadcasting gals today.
What?
A couple girls, you know, I associate with a lot of other morning show people. So I'm gonna go to lunch with a couple gals.
Broads and broadcasting.
Yeah, it's a thing. And actually,
we put the broad in broadcasting.
The union. Puts together luncheons with the broads and broadcasting.
Yeah, you're way more. I can't bring myself to be involved in that stuff. I know I should.
And actually, I ran into one of our union girls yesterday, Jessica.
Yeah?
And so she's trying to put together another luncheon with the ladies. So I was like, yeah, I'll help you with that. No
ladies
problem.
Who lunch.
Yeah.
I like
so that should be fun.
Last night, I went to, so we were in a couple different places, a lot going on, but there's a place in Santa Cruz I get tamales from.
Uh-huh.
And they also have, it's a bakery.
Yum.
Hold on.
Oh, what's it called?
I brought the name because I'm going to.
Not called butter, is it?
El Rosal Bakery.
El Rosal. How do you spell Rosal?
Rosal.
Ah, okay.
This is the place we always go and get tamales.
I freaking love a good tamale.
Oh, this place makes them so good, too. That's why I brought the name. I thought, you know what? Not for them, for the people. They should know, you know, El Rosal.
Pick me up
fine.
A bunch of pork ones next time.
But
you
the people,
go I'll buy them off you. Like I can't get a good tamale.
They're so good, and they're always there.
Mm-hmm.
So like normally we've been doing it at the holidays, but last night I just said, why don't I just go get those? And then I hit I call them Mexican sweet bread. Is it pan dulce?
Uh huh.
Oh, what is it?
It's Mexican sweet bread.
So it's just bread?
It's all kinds of different.
Bread with sugar. There's different types. You've seen them all. They could be a pink cookie. They could be a chocolate.
They're all different shapes.
Powdered
all
on top. Could be coconut.
I don't think
there's
I know those.
Jelly inside.
Oh. So they make a ton of those. It's a bakery, so they've got a ton of those. So I just picked a bunch.
Yeah.
Filled
and, you know,
a big box.
They have like they're in a glass case, and so you get your pan or your bag, and then the little thing that clamps on.
Oh, and you then, just put in what
and
you want.
And then you just put in, and that's it.
Boom.
And it's not very expensive at all, and it's homemade delicious.
Mm-hmm.
How much are the tamales?
I got it right here. That's the receipt, isn't it?
A couple bucks a piece? Or?
Two red tamales, $5.18. Two green tamales, $5.18.
Tamales?
One veggie tamale, $2.59.
Yeah, see, they're so reasonable. And I love tamales. I'll get a dozen and then, you know, eat a couple, whatever, that night for dinner. And then you can freeze them.
Yeah.
And they're good, you know, 6 months later.
Right. Oh, my God. I'm so hungry for a tamale right now.
I got eight different breads,
mm-hmm.
they're called here. And they're each like 69 to 80, 99 cents.
Yeah.
So I get them all and I get them back to the house.
Why isn't El Rosal near my house?
Damn it. Follow me. It'll only take you an hour and a half after work.
Sure. Well, and then 3 hours to get home.
There's a mission 30 minutes away we can all go to.
I suppose.
Yeah.
You know what, though? The thing is, if you find the place that's got the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing.
The ones you want.
There probably is one there, but
I
found this place and I'm perfectly happy. And so I came back with all the different breads, too. We ate the tamales and then the breads are like, hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
I got the best one just by accident because you don't know, but you just look at it and go, I'll try that one.
Yeah.
So I try it, and when I wasn't looking, the missus took some of mine, and then when I finished it, she's like, "Oh, you finished that one? That was the best one."
Mm.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's too bad that you didn't
too bad
get
for you.
The whole best.
Wait
one.
A minute. How did you know mine was the best one?
Well, now you know that's the best one. Is that the one you're going to get from now on?
I don't know. We haven't even gotten through the whole batch. In fact, I was going to bring the batch, what was left over in here. But I think
but
that
you don't
there would
like
have been
us,
no.
So
they
do.
Would have been mad at me back home.
What are you doing?
I bet they would have. They're expecting to eat those for breakfast.
Sure.
Yeah, and they don't hold very well. You got to eat them pretty quickly, within 24 hours. Yeah, otherwise they just get hard, and then it's no fun.
Yeah. Oh, food! You spoil so quickly.
Bread.
Anyway, that was.
I gotta have tamales. Oh, maybe I'll figure out how to get some tamales tonight. Me and Debbie will have those.
What did Isla eat?
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, she didn't eat a tamale?
No, the baby ate a tamale, and me and the mom ate tamales, but no.
I was figuring she would.
Listen, you got to cook what the kid will eat, you know? Feed the kid.
Whatever.
If she's not going to eat it, then just cook her what
she
wants.
You don't want that fight.
Why fight it?
Yeah.
So many more important things to fight about than just like, let's get that kid's belly full.
Right. Shut her up.
Yep.
Right. Exactly right.
I mean, or make a stand, whatever. Some people are like super, serious about that
stuff. You know, often though, you make the stand and then later you realize the kid hasn't eaten and then you're making something anyway.
Right.
So what's the point?
Right.
What's the fight about?
Exactly. Yeah.
And besides, I wanted to eat all those
with
tamales.
That where right. Exactly. But fine. More for me.
Right.
Yeah. We used to sometimes we'd make a stand like, you just don't snack your kids all day and then they're hungry and you put down. And we would always put down like, carrots and crap like on the table as we were getting the dinner ready to go and just not look at them. And then the kids would eat them and nothing was said or not. And nothing was said. But when they're hungry, you put anything in front of them, they'll eat it.
Heck yeah.
Dumb kids.
Wow.
That's all you get.
Because they can't leave in their car and go buy something different.
That is true. Once they can do that, it's amazing. Amazing the junk I pull out of their bedrooms. Like, what is this and where'd you get it? Yuck. Anyway, you guys, listen. Hi, Bryn. Bryn just walked in.
Hello. Hi. Happy Friday.
We were thinking of doing the montage early.
Yeah, can we do it early? Let's come back and just rock out. Let's get this party started.
Okay.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1. Oh, and there's a new John Mayer song today.
Yes, 7 o'clock, I think.
I think 7:30 is when I have it logged.
Okay.
I can move it.
Wow, lots of new music.
Either way, as long as it's a 7 o'clock hour. Carry Me, I think is what it's called.
Something Take Me Away.
Hold on, yeah, something like that. Hold on, hang on.
I was hearing it in Michael's office.
Carry Me Away.
Okay, Carry Me Away.
It's a combination of the two guesses, right.
Two brains make it right.
Yeah, it looks like 7:30 on that. So that's something to look forward to today. And the montage and more. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. How's the morning?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.